Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies. You're listening to the Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected with your host, Nick Holmes.
Tahira
and Karishma
on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Welcome everyone to the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira. So welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. I never host this show alone. I just want to welcome everyone in our audience. So I just want to take this time to introduce Ms. Nicole Martin and Ms. Karishma Thomas.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, ladies.
Listen, it's been so long since the three of us have been on together. I miss you.
Yes,
guys.
It's been too long.
Let's do our weekly catch-up. How has everyone been? What's been going on?
Tahira, go ahead. Hello, Tahira. So, anyway, Karishma?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So, same old, well, we're waiting for Tahira to come back. Same old with me. I'm still grinding, you know. I got booked to shoot again for Foreman Mills. I don't know how many of our listeners know who they are, but that's a big deal, especially for me, and I've been modeling with him for 5 years. I'm really happy that I'm coming back for their spring and summer campaign. So that's a huge blessing. So
let's
talk. Thank you. But let's talk about you, because AWOL for a little bit out there doing your thing and traveling. And so tell the listeners
thank you.
What's been happening.
Yes, Karishma, yeah. You've been gone for a
yes.
minute.
Yes.
You know, it was great. I had the opportunity to go to India and London and just really have an amazing time. India, I got to explore New Delhi, which normally, you know, I am Indian, but when I go to India, I never really get to go up to New Delhi. So I had a really great time just exploring the city and really kind of fell in love with it. And it was just really great to kind of reconnect with my culture in that sense and like be back after like several years. And then, you know, London, I always have a wonderful time. I was very blessed that I got to spend time with my family because everyone was there. So we had a
very nice
family reunion and just really, honestly, it was just like really peaceful. And just, I got to just enjoy my time, which was really wonderful. So a bit of exploring now, you know, I have the travel bug, and I like, when you come back from a trip and then you start planning your next one and you just cannot wait to, like, get on that flight again, that's kind of what I'm going through now. So I'm trying to, like, orchestrate all the different places that I really want to go this year, because traveling is just so enriching and great and just exploring, you know, new cities and different perspectives. And it's just, life has been really wonderful. Blessed every day. Been working on some things, you know, media-wise with some podcast stuff. So everything's been going great. T, what's been going on with you?
Oh, my God. I'm just so super excited over International Fashion Week. It was the bomb, the best ever. Just met a lot of great people internationally. So I've been on this Fashion Week high. Definitely was a combination of an arts expo and international fashion show. So it was really, really great. Like I said, I met so many great people and some really, really good celebrity interviews. So just really excited with this chapter right now in my life and very motivated. My friends keep me motivated. So that's basically it. So ladies, Nicole, did we talk, because I dropped off for a little bit for some technical difficulties. So did we talk about how's everything with you? I mean, you've been doing a lot. I see your mugs everywhere.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, I've been doing a lot with the business. And while you dropped off, I was telling Karishma that I just got rebooked to shoot with Foreman Mills, and I've been shooting with him for 5 years. So, you know, in this business, as you are well aware, when a client asks you back repeatedly, that is a huge blessing. And, you know, I'm really just really happy to be working with him. So I'm going to be doing that in a couple of weeks. And you guys heard about my other project, Mob Diaries. Let me say this, ladies. If that turns out to be what they are saying it's going to be, it is going to be amazing. The celebrities that they're booking for this project is crazy. So, listeners and everybody, just pray for me and pray for this project. So, other than that, everything is good.
So, okay, great. So, So, right now, let's just get into our first song. We're going to get into Finesse, Bruno Mars and Cardi B, right here on the Girlfriend Network, and we're going to come right back with that thought.
Drop top Porsche, Rollie on my wrist, diamonds up and down my chain. Cardi B straight stunning, can't tell me nothing, boss up and not change the game. It's my big bronze boogie, got all them girls shook, shook. My big fat ass got all them boys cooked, cooked. Work from dollar bills and I be popping rubber bands. Bruno Sang, tell me while I do my money dance like, hey. Flexing on the gram like, hey. Hit that Lil Jon, okay. Okay. Oh yeah, we're dripping the finesse and getting paid. Ow. Ooh, don't we look good together? There's a reason why they watch all night long.
Thank you. Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Charlie Wilson, and you're listening to...
The Love Zone USA, where you can listen to your heart, and we live and learn.
Welcome
back to the Girlfriend Network. Nicole, I'm sorry, we're talking.
It's okay, we're all excited, but go ahead, T.
Okay, welcome back to the Girlfriend Network, and we have love relationship specialist, Aaron Turco. I just want to introduce him and welcome to the Girlfriend Network. Aaron, are you there? Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Hi. All right, yes, this is Dr. Aaron Turpo. I'm glad to be with the Girlfriend Network.
Excellent. Thank you for accepting our opportunity to come on to our platform. We're super excited to hear from you today. Just amazing. All your work that we've researched and listened to is just amazing. I love what you do for our community and giving back and instilling some things that we see that have been missing in the community. So I just wanted to commend you for your work. And just thank you for your commitment to our community.
Thank you.
So I'm the lead host. My name is Tahira Sutton. I'll allow everyone else to introduce themselves. Tonight's topic, we are discussing, cute friends, having beautiful, attractive friends around our mate. The first question that I would like to, extend in your experience with counseling, do you ever come up with issues when couples indicate, I don't like his secretary or I don't like her assistant, they're too attractive? Do you ever get that at any point?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's one of the themes that is recurring through the years that I've had in my practice. Yes, definitely.
Okay, so Dr. Aaron, if it's okay to call you, what do people call you, Dr. Turpo or Aaron? What's that? Someone
address Dr. Turpo, Dr. T, all that, love doctor, whatever.
Okay, so this is the love show, so I'll say the love doctor. So what do you say, when there's an issue, when there's a third party involved that's extremely attractive or just attractive, what's the course of action? How do you counsel to emotions? I think it stems from some place. How do you, and not giving everything away, how do you fix an insecurity like that?
Well, it's interesting that most people come, they come in and they want to have their partner fixed for being insecure. And they'll say things like, well, you're just insecure. You got issues. You need to talk to somebody. And they drag them into counseling thinking that I'm supposed to fix them for being insecure. And unfortunately, that's not the perspective that I take. Well, actually, fortunately, I take the perspective that I do take is that if your partner is feeling insecure, then it is your job to help them feel more secure. And so, but the other paradigm that most people tend to have is that person just got to find some, dig down deep and say, I love myself, and then that's supposed to make me secure, and that doesn't work. The reason why you're in a love relationship is to gird each other up, to strengthen each other up, and to help each other feel more secure.
Dr.
Excellent.
T, this is Nay Cohn, another host. Welcome to the show.
Thank
you. Stemming from that, do you find when people have these insecurities, do you see that it comes from another place, like maybe they were cheated on before? It derives from low self-esteem. I mean, I just don't think people just wake up and they're instantly insecure about certain things. I think there is a segue or something that happens prior to make you feel that way or to compound that. So do you find that maybe these people, like I said, have experienced infidelity or anything, instances with their parents, their upbringing, childhood, is all that a factor as well?
Yeah, there's no one magic bullet. It's like this soup of different things that have happened to us in our past, things that are going on in our current relationship, and all these factors together can produce insecurity. You may feel like you're not an insecure person, but it's amazing that if you get with the right person or the wrong person, shall I say, that you might find yourself starting to feel insecure. You remember that was the premise of that whole old movie called Boomerang.
Yes.
It just depends. It's a, it, you know, it depends on your situation, your past and your current, and who you're partnered with at the time.
Dr. Tripeau, this is Karishma. Welcome to the Girlfriend Network. We're so happy to have you on with us. You know, speaking about insecurities, I feel like it is such a, you know, popular topic, because it's not just being insecure when you're in a relationship about whether someone is, you know, attractive or to your, you know, your partner. But sometimes people can feel insecure just about a, you know, a group of friends. Like, oh, my partner has this really great group of friends, and he's always hanging out with them, or she's always hanging out with them, and doesn't want to spend enough time with me. So when you deal with situations where it's not just based on, like, that person is too attractive or that insecurity, do you see a lot of situations where it stems from insecurities of maybe their relationships in terms of friendships or their relationships with family members that can also cause a lot of insecurities in relationships?
Yes, yes. I mean, that's another form that you see rise its head. And again, a lot of the times it comes from not feeling fed in your primary relationship. You know, if I'm not feeling fed by you, I might just really be upset that I'm not getting enough time from you, not getting enough attention from you. But if I'm being fed and I'm getting enough time, I'm getting enough love, I'm getting enough engagement from you, then it's less likely that I will feel insecure. Now, everybody has different levels of insecurity. Nobody has the same level. So some people need more of that love and attention than others. And so, again, the loving response is not to discount them. What I see most people do is discount them, try to make the insecure first person feel like they're crazy, trying to tell the insecure person they need to work on their issues, telling the insecure person they need counseling, when really you have a lot of power right there in your relationship to help give more love and assurance to that insecure person.
Okay, that's great. Now, Dr. Tripeau, I do have a question. It's something that I read on your website, or I heard you say in one of your interviews, loving the right person and loving the right way. When do you get to that point when you find out maybe this is not the right match for you, because the level of their understanding in love, of love, just doesn't meet what you understand it to be?
Well, hopefully you're keeping your eyes open the whole time. Unfortunately, though, when we get in these love relationships, we get whipped up into the frenzy. The dopamine is pumping in our brain. Infatuation's going on. We're just so excited, been looking for somebody. And eventually we start becoming skewed. We don't look at all the red flags. We don't really pay attention. But hopefully, I'm always encouraging people to keep their eyes open, stay rational in the process, and not to ignore these flags that this person may not be the right one for you. And that's why I tell people to keep the relationship slow. Don't speed up too fast. Get to know each other, date each other, be slow to having sex, don't have sex too quick. All these things that we need to be taking slow, because it gives us more time to see the real person.
Okay.
That's great. We're going to go into a song, Poker Face, by Lady Gaga. When we come back, we're going to talk about a lot more about, you know, feeling insecure in relationships. Join us soon on the Girlfriend Network, here right here on the Love Zone USA.
Texas, please. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me. Hi, this is Martha Wash. And when you want to listen to a station where it's always raining men, ladies, I listen to the LoveZoneUSA.com because they always have music, topics, and advice that appeals to the kind of man I enjoy being with. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. And listeners, thank you for hanging out with me, Tahira and Karishma. If you have a question for Dr. T, please call in 347-539-5729. We would love to talk to you. Dr. T, I have a question, and I want to expound upon something that you said. And when you said it, my eyebrows raised all the way up because it is the main debate that I have with my girlfriends in our circle. You said something about waiting to have sex, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So this is funny to me because I am the oldest in our circle, and we talk about this often, and I always say to them, like, don't jump in with a man. It's kind of like you want to dangle the carrot. And
Right. If
you let him get that carrot too soon, two things happen. He either loses interest or with that, you know, comes the insecurities, because I find a lot of times what happens with my friends who give up that carrot too soon and they're not committed to this man, then the insecurities start to happen because he may be dating other women or he may not be calling as much. A lot of things start to happen. So I always say, just keep dangling that carrot until you're sure. But their argument is, if I don't let him get that carrot, then he's going to lose interest anyway, or if the sexual attraction is there, then so be it, let it happen. So what's your opinion and advice on that? And I hope my girlfriends are listening.
Well, yeah, I think you see, you have to understand nature of men and women, and you're as a woman, your leverage, your power, your poker chips, your power chip is in your sexuality. And men, that's what men want. They want sex, not just sex, but that's primarily what they want. And if you give away your power chips early in the game, then you're not a very good negotiator. You're not doing well. And so it is much smarter. You have to understand, there's an old saying that men give intimacy to get sex, and women give sex to get intimacy. And if you understand that dynamic, then you'll know how to play the game better. But, you know, unfortunately, women get desperate. They have low self-esteem. They're insecure. Mm-hmm. And they get desperate. And they say, well, if I don't give it to him, he's going to go and get it from somewhere else. Yep. I might as well get it to him.
Yeah.
And then
that's
the act of desperation. It shows insecurity on the female's part. And it shows weak negotiation on the female's part. They get desperate. And whenever you're desperate, you don't make good decisions.
No, and you give up your hand. You show your hand. So it's no value when you give it up. So,
right.
Dr. Chakar, one question. You mentioned about self-esteem. Explain how self-esteem plays a role in with choosing and inside, like when you do choose, what, you know, how it plays a role with poor self-esteem and the types of mates that you can choose based on the current condition of self-esteem. Can you just expound on how self-esteem it would affect a relationship?
Yeah. You have to really understand that your self-esteem is, you are a person of worth no matter what. And you do not have to put up with bullshit from anybody. You have to decide what type of world you want to create. And you have to be determined that you're going to create that world. And you're not going to let anybody take you away from creating that world. Now, a guy can be a part of that world if he wishes to be. But you have to believe that you deserve the type of world that you want to deserve, that you want to have. And you go about and you create that world. And you have to understand that your existence and your being is enough. You're not a good person because you are smart. You're not a good person because you're rich. You're not a good person because you look fine and sexy. You're a good person just because you breathe and you exist. And if you can understand that and hold and maintain your self-esteem inside of you and don't give people the power to evaluate your worth, in psychology we call it you want to have your locus of evaluation be internal versus your locus of evaluation be external. basically meaning that you decide how your worth. You don't let other people decide your worth. And if you do that and stay strong, then you will create the type of world that you want to see, rather than buckling and being weak and buckling and being run over and taken advantage of by other people.
I completely agree with that, Dr. Key. It's so funny. I was just this past weekend at church. We were talking about this, and my pastor said something so interesting. He said, when you know who you are, and you know really deep down you are really one with yourself and you know who you are, then no one can tell you who you are. No one else will be able to define that for you and kind of label you in some way or let you be, you know. And I go back to when we were talking about dangling the carrot, because it's not just from, you know, the female's perspective of, you know, feeling insecure and like wanting to get something up as well. I think nowadays in society, men also just kind of go through the process of like sleeping around and not creating these intimate connections where ultimately they want that. And I feel like a lot of it is through what our culture is now, where we're so used to getting things quickly. Everything is facilitated. You can meet someone on an app, hook up with them the next day, and never have to see them again. And we're so used to this instant gratification society that we're unable to make these meaningful connections anymore, like how we were able to before. And we've become less patient, and we just want everything right now as if it was like instant delivery. So do you see a lot of that in like cases that where you're counseling or trying to help people through a relationship, where maybe things are just set up so quickly in the beginning due to this new kind of new age society of like dating that we live in, that all these issues are not brought to light in the beginning, that they just kind of all storm up at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, I see different variations of this happening, and, you know, technology is a great thing, the things that we've done through our communication and all the capabilities we have, but it also has created some challenges when it comes to interpersonal relationships. Ordering a person like you order a pizza type of thing, it's in a lot of ways it's good. Actually, I recommend that people do get on these dating websites and apps and these types of things. However, you have to understand and use it as a tool. Don't let it take away, and don't let it speed you up into forced sexual relationships. You know, again, I just have to keep going back. We get into sex too quickly, and then we wonder why we have the relationships that we do. And there's so many disadvantages of going too quickly. I mean, sex, you know, it's not the ultimate be-all, end-all big deal, but it's not something to take too casually either. You know, it is, because you can create human life from doing that thing. You can get disease from doing it. That thing, like Lauren here, by doing that thing.
Bad thing.
So by doing
that's
that thing, you know, it's not the ultimate thing in the world, but it's also not nothing to be playing around with, and we play around with it. And it's, you know, I talk a lot of times with my colleagues that people are just treating it way too casual now. Like, you know, back when I was coming up, you'd get into a relationship with somebody. Of course, we're talking about the norm. You get into a relationship with somebody and then you start having sex. Now people have sex and then they consider getting into a relationship. And it's like it's completely backwards. And they wonder why they have the problems that they do. I mean, you're getting ready to go into a deep connection with somebody that could create human life, get an abortion, then you're all depressed and upset and getting counseling because you had an abortion. And then, you know, you got a disease. And I see this in my office all the time. People depressed because they got an abortion. People became single mothers, changed their life completely. Guys who had babies with chicks they had no intentions on being in a relationship with.
Or mothers, by any chance. Yeah, so that's a good point that you're saying. It does hurt society. I mean, you make choices. We do have a caller online. I definitely thank Sonia for coming through. So, Sonia, I definitely want you to ask your question to the doctor here. Sonia?
Yeah, I'm online. I don't have a question. Hi, ladies. Hi, Dr. Love.
I wanted to welcome you, Sonia. So welcome to the Girlfriend Network. What question did you have for Dr. Chappelle?
I guess I kind of wanted to, like, piggyback on the whole dangling the carrot thing, because, like, in my experience, like, whether holding it out or, like, giving it right away didn't determine the course of our relationship. Because, like, I can make guys wait forever, and then once you get it, he can disappear. Then I can, I have, like, my boyfriend right now, I think we had sex immediately, and we've been together for over a year. I just think that it's about realizing somebody that really likes you or somebody who just wants it, and, like, taking, like, reading the signs, and like also letting what you want up front be known. Like, I feel like most time people, like, let it go too much, let it go with the flow. Like, I put what I want up front all the time.
Good point.
I don't ever, I don't entertain casualness at all. So if at any point in time, if I ever got with a guy and he was just like, well, I don't want to be in a relationship, I'll be like, all right, well, there's the door. Grab your keys and take your shoes with you. And I'll tell, if we ever run into each other,
okay,
then that's what it is. And then all those times I have given those guys the door, they've always come right back. Like, I'm sorry, maybe we can work this out, because nobody's ever was up front with them or
done
treated
that.
Them like that before.
Okay. So, Sonia, what's the question that you have? What was the question?
I don't think I really had a question. Yeah,
was
I just wanted to
statement?
Make that statement as far as, like, you can have your sexual power. You can be a sexual prowess. Like, you don't have to wait 90 days to, if you want to have sex, have sex, but be clear about what you want.
Okay.
Like,
I mean, definitely. I think those were some powerful statements that you made, Sonia. We do thank you for calling in. I mean, you can definitely use your power, and I love that they called you back and they said, you know, we have to work this out, because you were effective in your decision making. So thank you for calling in this evening. We definitely appreciate the call today. Okay.
Thank you. I loved all you guys. I loved the show today, and I thank Dr. Love for all his great advice.
Thank you
okay.
for listening.
Sounds like you're doing a good job. Keep up the good work.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, you know, that to expound upon what she said, she has a great point, because I have a girlfriend who was in a situation. She was dating a guy for a minute, and they were casual. They didn't have a definition on their relationship. They're just kicking it or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, they got lot of vague terms out there. Situationship.
Dr. T, what was interesting and something else that we learned from her in her situation is that all of a sudden the guy stepped out on her and started seeing someone else, and basically just he didn't even tell her. She found out by him posting a picture on social media. So, you know, when he was approached about it, he was like, hey, we were just friends. And he was like, you never set any boundaries. You never stated up front what you wanted or where we were going or what you hope to evolve into. So, you know, there was no rules. So I agree with what Sonia said. You know, I'm up front. I told him what I wanted. And if you're not on my plan, then there's the door. So I think that's another mistake we have. And I don't know if that's like an insecurity thing, but we're afraid to speak up and say what we want.
Now, I'm going to play the devil's advocate, Nicole. Sorry.
Okay.
But what happens, because, you know, you get involved with a person and things move quickly. You didn't intend on it moving that way, but you feel some type of way and you feel that you want to go in that direction despite these things that you may have said, okay, we're not going to go in this direction, but the mood is right. He's looking kind of fly in that light. And so you give the green light. I mean, did I rhyme right now? But you give the green light. So what happens when things that you don't plan and the stars align up and, you know, you're just looking extra fine or whatever the case scenario is, what happens when you go against certain expectations, certain rules that you set? Who's to blame?
Well, OT, I'm gonna go in with that, too.
Okay, who's that, Karishma?
She's Dr. T. But I think it all goes back, and I know this is why I had to mention you, T, because I know this will be the thing. It all goes back to that level of communication that you have with that person, right? Because sometimes you never know. Like, if, like you said, things can happen in the heat of the moment.
Level of communication with yourself, because you're changing the deal breakers here. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Right, and at that point, when you decide to take it past that level, you have to be upfront and honest with yourself about what you want, because the outcome is you know, then based on, okay, now this happens, you don't know which way it's going to go, so you have to be kind of prepared. Because I've seen it with my friends a lot where they'll kind of, you know, jump into things and then they think it's going to end one way, but actually, you know, it ends with them never talking again or it didn't end up in the relationship that they wanted. But I think you have to be very clear about what you want in terms of a relationship, because that is where insecurities start to stem, because the more experiences you tend to have like that, the more you start to question your decisions and the outcome. And you can't, you know, do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. So I love that Sonia came on and said that, but again, it's like, there will always be that one case where this happened, or, you know, that one exception to the rule or whatever. But I think you just have to see what works for you personally and what you feel comfortable doing or not doing.
Okay, that's a good point, Karishma. We're going to go in our next song, Soul by Amara Negro, right here on the Girlfriend Network. Sorry, Amara.
Qué bien te ves con ella por donde la ves. Sé que estás con ella, pero a mí prefieres. Y tú te escapas por la noche para verme, amaneciendo conmigo de lunes a viernes. Yo sé que está con ella cuando tú me cuelgas, pero termina volviendo con esa negra. Sé que soy la única que te hace en tu cama, a pesar de que tú digas que la amas. Sabes que soy la única que prende tus llamas y no reclama. Sé que soy la única que te hace en tu cama, a pesar de que tú digas que la amas. Sabes que soy la única que prende tus llamas y no reclama. No deje explicaciones ni vendas ilusiones, solo preocúpate por quítame los pantalones. No dedique canciones ni me traiga bombones, preocúpate por hacerme lo duro con cojones. Ven, pégate, ven, pégate, que me matan los deseos. Así de tenerte ya ni veo que llegue el momento que la note en mí y me digas al oído lo que ya no le decía. Tú y yo solas, olvidemos que pasan las horas, aunque allí te espere tu señora. Llamando una vez más, estás rompiendo la rutina. Parece que no puedes olvidar como te lo hice el otro día. Que ya no te lo hace como lo hago yo. Tu cuerpo no miente, no digas que no. Tu mirada me persigue cuando contigo estoy. Tú y yo solas, olvidemos que pasan las horas. Aunque allí te espere tu señora, sigo siendo la que siempre te devora.
I'm all the way up. What you want, shorty, what you need. My n***s run the game, we ain't never leave. Counting up this money, we ain't never sleep. You got V12, I got 12 V. Got bottles, got weed, got half.
I'm all the way up.
Shorty, what you want, I got what you need. Shorty, what you want, I got what you need. Shorty, what you want, I got what you need.
I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up.
For my niggas with Bentley coupes and Rolexes. Kick the bitch
out the room and gave her no breakfast. Had to stash the jewels, these bitches are so reckless. Keep on, so cruise, I'm talking naughty uptown, showing off a new thing. Couldn't take it all, so I gave her ching. She called me Top Shot, so yeah, I keep a few tings. Champion sound, yeah, I got a few rings, and I'm all the way up. And you can stay up. And if you ask anybody where I live, they point to the hills and say, go all the way up. Go all the way up. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Just left a big house to a bigger house. Ain't have a girlfriend, but the bitch is out. Chanel Croc back, they even out. With the gold chains, Himalayan broken cocaine lit it up. Hit him up, I'm so color money. Purple yin and blue germ, I got brown lira. I ain't talking about Ross, bitch. I'm that nigga on Viagra. That means I'm on the way up. And you can stay up. P.O. say I can't get high, hop in the helicopter. Uber said, go on the way.
Shorty, what you need?
What you need?
My niggas run the game, we ain't never leave,
never leave.
Counting up this money, we ain't never sleep,
never sleep.
You got V12, I got 12 V's. Got bottles, got
I'm all the way
Shorty,
up.
What you want?
Hey, this is Chris Jasper. You may remember me as part of the group The Icy Brothers. You may also remember me as part of the group Icy Jasper Icy. Well, speaking of love, join me for a ride you won't want to miss on thelovezoneusa.com.
And welcome back. We are here back on the Girlfriend Network. Callers, we want to hear from you. Call in 347-539-5729. Tonight we are talking about insecurities, especially in a relationship, and we are so honored and thrilled to have Dr. T with us, who is based out of Atlanta. I think we failed to mention that, and he is the number one relationship expert. And Dr. T, we have someone on the line. We have another question, and
okay,
we're going to bring that caller in for you. So, caller, go ahead. Welcome to the Girlfriend Network.
Okay.
We're waiting, caller.
So, the caller's not here yet.
Okay. Not yet. Okay.
So, we're just going to wait for the caller to come in.
Yes, while we're waiting. Yes. So, Dr. T.
Okay, so while we're waiting, Dr. T, can you give your social media address and how our listeners, because they're chiming in, they can contact you?
Sure. You can see me on the website, blacklovedoctor.com, and my Facebook page is also the same title, blacklovedoctor.com, on Facebook as well. You can my YouTube channel is Aaron Turpo. You just type in my name, Aaron, A-A-R-O-N. And Turpo is T as in Tom, U R, P as in Peter, E A U. That's on YouTube. And on, you can follow me at Twitter at Dr. Turpo, at Dr. Turpo. So those are different ways you can find me. Actually, I was thinking about one of my YouTube videos, and when you all were talking earlier, the last segment. I have a YouTube video on there that it's called The Art of Multi-Dating. So I think everybody should be out there multi-dating, meaning that you should be dating more than one person at a time. It'll help you to act less desperate when you are dating these people out here. So that's one of the videos you might want to check out, The Art of Multi-Dating.
The Art of Multi-Dating. Mm-hmm. Okay, Dr. Tripoli, I do have one last question. This is to your end. What does the role of, like, your upbringing and the household have to do with dating choices? How does that affect how you date and what you look for?
Sure. You know, on a lot of subconscious levels, when we grow up, we get programmed to, whatever our household was like, we get programmed to believe that that is what love is. So whatever normal was for us growing up, that's what love is. So if normal was a loving household, a functional household, then we would, when our we will see our six-year-old growing up will program us to believe that that is also love. And so when I get out here and I go out and I say, well, I'm ready for a love relationship, and we send that message to to our computer banks in our brain, and it'll try to pull up a relationship that reflects what was normal, what was home like, and it'd be functional, loving household. And it's a program that was written by that six-year-old, and that's what we'll go out and we'll try to find somebody who will fulfill that relationship. Now, if your household growing up wasn't that normal, wasn't that function, it was chaotic, mean, dysfunctional, crazy, then it will go out when you say, okay, I'm ready for a love relationship, it will go out and try to find somebody who will make your love life that. Exactly what it was when it was at home. So this is one of the things that we have to understand, that if we want different from the way we grew up, we have to reprogram ourselves with more rational ideas about the type of what love is and what the type of relationship we want to have now, and just kind of reprogram ourselves.
Okay.
Dr. T, that's a good point, but how do you do that? You know, you hear that all the time when you talk about so many different things, or you got to break the cycle, you have to reprogram, you know, you have to have a different way of thinking. So really, though, what does that mean?
I mean, you gave me a good segue. That's why I wrote my book, The Harmonious Way. It says, find love and marriage by playing your true note. And basically, I wrote the book to be like mental software. And so by reading the book, you're actually reprogramming your mind to find somebody. You're reprogramming the unhealthy love tracks that you have inside of you to actually find the type of person that you want that will be healthy for you. And so it requires you to really think through this process so you're not reacting just based on attraction and chemistry. You're actually thinking through the process and making a smart decision about the type of person that you want. So I'll say the name of the book again. It's called The Harmonious Way, Find Love and Marriage by Playing Your True Note. Once you get, and basically the book is, the reason why it's titled that is because you have to really take time out to figure out what your true note is, what you want your life to look like, what you want your love life to look like. You have to take that time out. The book will actually take you through exercises, because exactly just how you say, well, how do you do that? People say that all the time. And so I say, well, first,
right,
in this book, I'm going to actually give you exercises to actually think through the process about who you are and what type of love relationship you want to have. And by the time you finish doing the pages, reading and doing the exercises, you'll have a good idea about the type of person that you're looking for. And then you take that information and you reprogram yourself. Now you're going out here and you're finding somebody who will make a much more healthy relationship for you, rather than just reacting to your subconscious whims and chemistry and these types of things.
Okay.
Awesome.
So it sounds like our caller is ready for her question. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you this evening?
Thank you. Welcome for calling into the Girlfriend Network. I'm doing excellent. What question do you have for Dr. Tripeau?
Okay, yes. Okay. So I've been single for a while, but I definitely would love to start dating again. And I would love to get into a healthy, balanced relationship with the right person, of course. I am taking some time. I've made a list of what I'm looking for in the mate and what I'm not looking for. So what advice would you give when I do find the right person? I'm taking my time. I'm not rushing. But what advice do you give in regards to maintaining a healthy, balanced relationship?
Oh, good question.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, very good. Well, I think you called right at the good time, because I was exactly talking about the book, because we really need to think about the type of person. As you mentioned earlier in the show, I like to say that we need to find the right person, but we also need to love the right way. So, you know, my book, The Harmonious Way, is about finding the right person. And I wrote that book because an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. As a marriage counselor, I help a whole lot of people try to rectify their marriage. But I wrote the book because I do believe an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. We need to do more work on the front end about choosing the right person. So we need to be much smarter about that. So I highly recommend you get that book, because that is about choosing the right person. Now, once you have the right person, then you have to love the right way. And that talks about your dating behavior. That talks about how you behave within within the relationship, making sure that you're having these boundaries, making sure that you're setting the expectations, you're setting the guidelines like we talked about early in the show, your expectations up front and what you want, and sticking to it, and not letting people run over you, not
right.
Not having this unconditional love. You know, that could be a whole other show. I'm not a proponent of having this unconditional love when you're trying to date somebody, because you will be taken advantage of. And maintaining your boundaries and your expectations so you can maintain that balance and making sure that both people, it becomes a win-win for both people. So it's a combination, choosing the right person, but also loving the right way.
That's
okay.
Great answer.
Sounds good.
Thank you. So thank you for calling in. And that was perfect. I think everything that you said. Can you just let our callers know again, Dr. Tripot, where they can purchase the book and your social media address before we wrap up?
Sure, sure. You can purchase the book, The Harmonious Way, Find Love and Marriage by Playing Your True Note. You can find that on Amazon.com. I also have a CD on there about effective communication for people in relationships called Courageous Communication. You can also see these things on my website, which is blacklovedoctor.com. That is also my Facebook page, blacklovedoctor.com. And then you can also follow me on Twitter at Dr. Turpo. And please subscribe to my YouTube channel. I type in my name, Aaron Turpo. And Turpo is spelled T-U-R, P as in Peter, E-A-U.
Okay. Thank you, caller, for calling. And Karishma, wrap up.
All right, thank you so much, everyone, for being here tonight, and all of our listeners for listening in. Thank you, Dr. T, for taking the time out and being on our show. We had a wonderful time. Ladies, until next week, we are going to be listening to Formation by Beyonce. Have a good night, everyone.
Enjoy it. Good show.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Dr. T.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5. Sauce in my bag. What? I see it, I want it.
information. I say, okay, ladies, now let's get information. You know you that bitch when you cause all this conversation. Always stay gracious, best revenge is your paper.